When you're ready, we'll take item four.
A resolution by Supervisors Bowen, Haas, Johnson, Stamper, and Mayo reaffirming Milwaukee County's support of an approved advisory referendum or a dedicated sales tax to support county transit, parks, recreation, and culture programs, and the emergency medical services program and property tax relief in light of efforts to seek taxpayers' funds to help replace the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. At our June meeting cycle, this item was laid over.
Very good. Thank you. We're joined by Supervisor Bowen, and there's also an amendment which has been distributed, Amendment 1, by Supervisor Alexander. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, good to see you on this bright Monday morning. I have to apologize. I'm getting my voice back after going to a haunted house with young people of our community. great experience. So today what we have in front of you is an item that was in front of your committee maybe 2 months ago. Some more developments have happened on this subject of the a new center being built. During that time, the state has changed their position in forwarding a $5 million grant for the maintenance of the current Bradley Center, a change by the current governor's administration. Then also a number of corporate sponsors have stepped up to the plate as well. For the next few years, you can be rest assured that the Bradley Center will still be here, but this conversation of what to do next at some point, and I believe in our terms, up to 2016, will happen. And the only way to build a new arena will be with sales tax funds. And it is speaking of our position on policy. There was a referendum passed in 2008 that states that our position on a sales tax is to support transit, is to support parks, is to support a number of different services that our residents rely on. So I see this opportunity as one that can allow us to have a position. I think we are better having a position in this case instead of sitting on the sidelines. And I would love to have your support in building a coalition beyond our normal partners in seeking resources and things that our residents need beyond our usual suspects. So a diverse coalition of the public and private sector is possible in this situation.
Very good. Supervisor West.
Thank you. I'd like to move to lay this item over to the call of the chair, please.
Okay.
I think it's too early to be having this conversation, and I know there was an amendment or we really don't know what this is going to look like, and furthermore, I don't think we know what the impact of this is going to have on Milwaukee in regards to what Senator Cole's next move will be. I think everybody in this room probably knows that he is the anchor that has kept the Bucks here. He is on the brink of retirement, and so for me, I have concerns as to something that we could do would prove detrimental to those negotiations and to that process. And so I, for one, am very uncomfortable making a move at this point and think that it's better to put this off at a time when we have clearer answers. I would hate to think that something that we do here today sends a message to the Bucks or to the NBA that we're not interested in having an NBA team here. So I think that we are. However, I do think that, that is, as of right now, yet to be determined. And so I think that it is prudent for us to put all of this on hold. And when the chair sees fit, that this should be back in front of us, that we do that at that time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. motion is to hold the item to the call of the chair. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I follow Supervisor Roland West's reasoning there, but I think that at least I feel very strongly that public money spent in that regard, if it was spent for to ensure the existence of a private company here as opposed to our parks and our transit system, I'm not concerned about the message it sends, because the message that we ought to be sending is that the money raised through a sales tax, if authorized, should go in priority order to what the public has already certified by way of the ballot box. So I'm going to oppose that motion. I think this is a necessary item and one that we ought to pass today. And to send a message clearly to the business community that you know, these funds are going to be available for public purposes first, at very least.
Thanks, Supervisor Browning. Supervisor Cullen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would support the motion to lay this over to the call of the chair. I agree with Supervisor Romo West that, you know, we don't know what direction this is taking. I would not want to be in a position of having a plan move forward that would keep the Bucks in Milwaukee, provide the jobs that constructing a new arena would provide, and all the other economic development that it would provide, to hold it hostage for a worthy goal. And I've talked to Supervisor Bowen a number of times about this, and that's my position on it, that we may not be given the choice between, do you want the money for transit or do you want the money for a new stadium? Given that choice, I think a lot of us would make the choice, well, we'd rather have it for transit and other things. But, you know, when I was in the legislature when we passed the Miller Park thing, and that was a very difficult vote for a lot of us. And sure, in 1995, if somebody would have said, do you want to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on building new schools or building Miller Park, I would have said, I want to build new schools. That wasn't the choice I was given. And in hindsight, I think Miller Park has been a boon to this community. The Brewers have been a boon to this community. We're lucky to have two major league franchises in a community our size. And for us as a board of supervisors to say, boy, we don't want to do this unless you give us money for transit, I think is short-sighted. And so I trust that the chair will follow these matters as they move through the process in the legislature. And if he sees fit that we should be taking this up, and it would be helpful to our position both on transit and on a new Bradley Center should that happen, that then he'll bring us up. But I just think this is premature. And, you know, on the referendum, correct me if I'm wrong, someone, but wasn't there also language in the referendum in 2008 that the money would be used for property tax relief?
Yeah.
Which, you know, as a casual voter walking in and saying, as I'm voting, am I voting aye or no on this, and they see something like we're going to use money for property tax relief, that can sway a voter or two, as opposed to, you know, and people like transit, people like parks, and, you know, the legislative district that I represent, the west side of the city of Milwaukee and the east side of Wauwatosa, actually voted against that referendum, even though the community as a whole voted 52-48 in favor of it. So I appreciate Supervisor Romo West's motion. I think it's very timely and probably the best way that we can approach this. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do agree that this is premature. I do appreciate the sponsor, though, who's been working diligently on this. I'm not going to repeat everything that was just said by Supervisor Coleman. I agree with everything that he just said. But I will say that we're talking about a four-year-old referendum question here. And this is 2012. The economy has not gotten any better. It was on the brink back in 2008. If you look at the way the question is worded, I mean, at first glance, when we read that it would be used for property tax relief, I think a lot of people stop there and vote yes. So I highly question whether another referendum, especially written as one-sided as that one, or slanted in that direction, would even pass again. I mean, it wasn't a landslide. It was 52-48. And I really question whether or not if we see another one. And I don't want to continue to go off of a four-year-old referendum question, to be honest with you. So I'll vote for laying this over, and I think we'll cross a lot of these bridges as we get to them, whether or not, you know, the issue of the Bradley Center, if they're going to ask for tax dollars, like they do in North Park or not, but so I'll support the over.
Any other comments from committee? The motion. Supervisor Bowen?
No, I'd just like to respond to some of the concerns that were brought up, Mr. Chair and supervisors. I think it's important to note out that we will not be giving as the choice as a county board on what to do with these funds. The state House and Senate and the governor will make that choice for us. So I guess what we can be clear on is that in the deliberations of how to get that done, we can give our insight and have a position on that, or we could just wait and see what happens. I would encourage us so that we not just wait and see what happens, but we actually have a position in this. And I would also just say laying this over now while conversations are still going on and moving into the state's biannual budget, which deliberations start in April, I think it would be smart to pass this now and move forward for a and even get to an up and down vote.
Okay. Seeing no other comments, questions from committee, the motion is to lay the item over to the call of the chair.
Alexander?
No.
Broderick?
No.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to lay this item over to the call of the chair is approved.
Thank you. I would note that it does not affect the current position of this county, which is in support of the referendum that's passed by the voters. And it just has to do with whether or not we're going to weigh into the BMO Harris Bradley Center portion of that debate. But
thank
perhaps
you.
Future time. Thank you.